So one of the challenges, of course, with biomass, lignocellulosic biomass, is its low energy density. So if you're collecting it, to get a large amount of energy, BTUs, however you like to think of it, you have to recover that from a fairly large area. And the costs, it always ends up being a competition right now where we're trying to displace fossil fuels. Fossil fuels are relatively low cost compared to biofuels, partly because of the energy density. You've got a lot of BTUs in a small volume of petroleum or coal. And so when you're collecting over a large area, that really starts to affect the cost, because you have to ship all of that material into some central location to process it. And you're shipping something with low energy density. So one of the reasons that we looked at developing a mobile system was so that we could go out to the source and process from a relatively small radius. And so the figures that are usually given are anywhere from 25 to 30 mile radius is fairly economical in terms of recovering biomass and bringing it into a central location. And so once you have sort of exhausted that area, then you could take our mobile unit and move it to a new area and continue to move it around. And so that's kind of the idea behind mobile deployment and distributed generation, because then you produce products, biochar and oil, both of which now have a very high energy density. And so what you are transporting, what you're paying and using fuel, using energy to transport, then has a much higher energy density. So in a global carbon cycle, it's a much more attractive scenario.
Yeah, and I would say